For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
On the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, it is time for the spillover. Chris Raft with us, second day with Sean Payton as his head coach. He's probably still excited about that.
Yep, still got that glow.
Got that glow.
You do have a glow.
5 years, $85 million. He's probably got a glow too right now.
Probably
does. Pretty good. That's pretty good, right?
We have a glow also because we have a Groundhog Day cake in the studio.
Nice.
That Bill Bush brought in.
It's outstanding. Well, right now we're just, according to Raft, 3 days off from the Super Bowl.
Some people can't let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Okay. I brought a cake in. That'll help.
But see, I'm like Sip, you know. You clocked out in 88. I clocked out in 2003.
Did you? Is that when you clocked out?
Yeah.
Sip's been out 35 years.
And he's been and Raph's been out for 20. Yeah. 21.
So that's not bad.
So from what I remember, it was, you know, back and forth. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Yeah. I can't believe it was 20 years ago that they quit doing that.
Time flies, doesn't it, Ralph?
It does. It really does.
Yeah. Let's say something interesting
now. I
wonder
now. When I clocked out.
You know what Bill's advice to me always was on radio? Say something interesting.
I go, try something different. Say something interesting.
You would text me in the morning and say something interesting.
Is this right away or like in the middle of the show or what?
Generally before.
You know, usually about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
About 4 a.m.
Try something different today.
We got
a text from Bill at 4:19 this morning that said, Happy Groundhog Day.
Middle of the night.
Yeah.
Arrives a text.
Yeah. It's a big
rousting
day.
Me from a pretty good slumber.
Did you wake up to that?
Yes, I did. I wanted to throw hands.
Ding.
Yeah, ding, exactly.
Ding.
Yeah, this must be important.
No, it's not.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Yeah. I thought it was Bill saying he can't come in.
Got pulled
over. Incarcerated.
Incarcerated. The sting operation got him again.
Sting operation.
What time was it on the alarm clock in the movie?
What's that?
Right? 6 a.m.
It flips over. We talked about this morning. It's the number actually flips. It's not like it's not the LED, whatever digital.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jake, fill us in now. That show Groundhog Day is on AMC all day long.
Yes, if you would like to partake in a movie marathon and watch Groundhog Day, it is on AMC probably right now, all the way through midnight. I saw the schedule. I sent it to you guys. I screenshot and sent it to you. But yeah.
Oh, I'll see it. I'll
Groundhog
watch it.
Day, it's an hour and 41 minutes long.
Starring?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. So good.
Co-starring.
Yeah, I don't have that part.
Oh,
well, Andy McDowell, right?
Yes. Andy McDowell.
Yes.
And then,
she's outstanding.
Oh, that's a girl, Andy.
Harold Ramis is in it, right?
Yeah, Harold Ramis is in it. My favorite character, I don't know what his name is, but he's the insurance salesman. Ned Ryerson. Yeah, Ned Ryerson. Yep. He's the insurance guy. He's outstanding.
And then their camera guy was Chris.
Yeah.
Chris
he's the guy from, been in several movies.
Yes, comedian guy.
Yeah, he's really good. So anyway, it's worth seeing, guys. I'm telling you right now.
What other movie deserves an all day movie marathon? You got one of those?
I do. I have
a Christmas. I mean, Christmas Story already has a
one like
day.
That. So I have my list.
You got a list?
I got a list.
He made a list. What movies, according to Bill Bush, deserve an all day movie marathon?
All day. I have it right here.
Okay, do it.
So when it goes to sports, there's two.
Okay,
that would be all day to me: Miracle and Hoosiers. Okay. Those right there. Oh, I've seen both over 60 times. There's no doubt about that. I mean,
60 times.
Oh yeah.
This is approaching.
I watched this morning on the treadmill. I watched the speech again like that.
Which speech?
If we play them 10 times, they might win 9. but not tonight. Oh, it's one of the best scenes of all time. Herb Brooks is unbelievable. Then Hoosiers is outstanding. They don't get caught watching the picket running the picket fence.
Oh, yeah.
Gene Hackman.
Hoop is only 10 feet tall.
Humor. Step Brothers.
Yes.
Deserves a little, because that just got scene after scene after scene where it's just so good like that. We play 80s Joel here.
Step Brothers.
Catalina Wine Mixer. Catalina Wine Mixer. Oh, that'll change your life.
You got to see that one. That's a must see.
The next one would be My Cousin Vinny, which is just outstanding. You never seen My Cousin Vinny either? This is on. You've never seen My Cousin Vinny?
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
Raph hasn't seen it either.
We're 0 for 3 in this
one. Yeah, that one's got that. And then the hardest I ever laughed watching a movie was The Hangover. I've ever laughed at one time.
No, I've seen that four times.
Yeah, that's one time where, because everyone called me and said, you got to go see it. I guess I finally see it. That's the hardest I've laughed during a movie at one time.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to Westerns, John Wayne, The Cowboys.
Okay.
That was a great one. That's the one when he can't get a team together for the cattle herd for the drive. Mm-hmm. So he gets a bunch of kids.
Is that right?
And then they try to rustlers try to get him. And guess what? They murdered John Wayne. And then the Cowboys had to go take push through.
Who murdered him?
The rustlers, the bad guys.
Okay.
Bad guys. Yes.
I would imagine a sip. Your movie marathon would be American Made.
American Made would. I'd watch it. Yeah, American Made.
That's a very good movie.
Thank you.
It's a very good Gangster, movie. Probably? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I mean, Training Day.
Training Day would be up there. American Made. No Country for Old Men, for sure. I've seen it like 12 times.
Okay.
Those are the main ones, actually. Mm. American Made, though, is pretty distant first.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I thought that movie was incredible.
Yeah, it was
incredible.
It was.
Like,
it wouldn't be on my loop, but it's going to get high marks.
Yeah, I need to watch it again.
American Made?
Yeah, soon.
You've watched it probably 80 times, have you not?
No, I'd say like in the 12 range.
I don't think so. There was like a stretch like you were watching it every day.
Yeah.
During the summertime, like a year or two ago. Every day.
Yeah.
I watched it 3 times today. Amazing.
Yeah, I would counsel people, if you haven't seen American Made, just watch it, and I really appreciate the spirit of it. Now, he's doing illegal activity, so it's a little sketch, but
true story.
But just the guy that he just kind of took life by the horns and landed a plane with cocaine in the middle of a neighborhood. It's amazing.
Moved his entire family at night, just packed up the entire family. That was one of my scenes I liked.
Yeah.
It was really good. Very good.
Any football news? Trey Palmer, Raph.
Yeah, Trey Palmer.
Trey Palmer at the Senior Bowl?
Senior Bowl, yes.
Me and Raph were watching him scorch a corner.
Well, he got Riley Moss in one.
Oh, did he?
Iowa. And then another one was a guy from Houston maybe or something like that.
I think so.
But torched him.
Yep, the old double move.
Trey Palmer is going to get drafted, no doubt about that.
He's going to.
But how I don't think he's not day one, in my opinion. Day two or day three? So day two is second and third round. Day three is fourth through seventh round of the draft.
Thoughts? Trey Palmer.
You've seen him.
Draft.
Close and personal.
You have to put so much into you know, what's being looked at, who's drafting at the time. So people get like that, oh, you're going third day. That means you're still in the top 100 in the draft.
You sure. Could be,
I mean, so third day, people go, oh, third day. I'm like, third day's really good. Really good. It's really good. You're in the top 100. Like that. So what I would say, is he's a top 100. Now, well, that could fall end of day two.
Man, if that, but top 100, I mean,
that's amazing. So I feel he's got a chance to be a top 100, yeah. Which is still, people just get confused with that because how the draft is set up now, where it's all first rounders, mm-hmm. like that. Then
all first rounders on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then second and third.
Friday is second and third.
But then the rest of them on Saturday.
By the way, the draft is in Kansas City this year.
Yeah. Union Station is where it's at.
I was talking to a Bears fan yesterday. They have the first overall pick. He's got like a front row seat. He already booked his like front row seat for the draft.
It's an enormous event for the city of Kansas City, obviously. Enormous.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a great sports town.
Yeah. Trey Palmer, I mean, I don't want Bill to chime in on this, but I love him. Now, the thing he's going to have to prove is that he can handle the physical part of it. He handled obviously in college, but it's another deal in the NFL. And he's not a physical receiver. He's not. He'll have to prove that to some people. Bill, you don't have to speak to that.
No, I feel he's going to do very well for himself.
Yes.
But there's a lot of things that go into being a receiver.
Especially in that league.
You got to be a route runner. And you have to be able to catch contested balls.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing that will be looked at. Not saying that he can't do that at all. But
he's just a competitive dude, though.
Yeah, that's what they're going to look at because you have to catch a lot of balls, you know, being – like I was, remember, in college? I was never open. Never open, 4 years.
Yeah, one touchdown, though.
One touchdown, yeah.
On a slant.
Against Benedictine, yeah.
On a slant.
On a slant, yeah.
Beat a tough corner. Is that corner in the NFL? Did he go to the NFL?
He should have. Yeah. He's really good like that. Gave him a little wiggle off the line like that.
Was he a big corner?
Big corner, physical. I just, you know, that Jack Jensen, just looked, he looked at me. He's like, yeah, it's on. I go, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
We're going to 86 right here. Here we go. Buckle up, guys.
I'm surprised the quarterback looked your way.
Was it? Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. Jack was a friend. Yeah. Jack
was a friend. He's doing you a little favor.
You owe me one.
Yeah, I want that. Yeah. So same.
Why was he looking towards you in the end zone?
We had some injuries. A lot of injuries.
Elevated to number one now.
I think his first confusion was, he's like, we're running a pass play, and why are you in? Like, that was the first thing. Like we had a Hall of Famer that I played with, lives here in town, Tim Beebe. And this is back in the day, you'd run plays in and out. So if it was a run play, he'd stand by the coach. He'd be like, stay in. You're good. Stay in. In the pass plays, he'd run this. So if anybody had any sort of sense of what was going on in the substitution pattern, they knew that I was never in on a pass play at one time.
Yeah, you don't look very. You don't look like you'd be very fast.
Oh, I was.
Yes, he is going to take that.
Yeah.
He's throwing hands right
now.
Throwing hands over.
Yeah, I got a Gustavus Adolphus, like first series. I went on
you went
option
in?
Pass, slant and go. Double move. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, caught it. Yeah.
Did you catch it?
Got walked down about the four. And,
I only
got 1.2 yards after catch in my career. So that was my.
Can you give us that sound effect?
Yeah.
See, we're getting like football stuff football now. Stuff real right football
this
stuff.
This is real stuff.
That me and you can't offer.
Because you guys didn't,
do play
what?
Football, you know?
Didn't play football. So that's where it all.
So
everything
except,
went
except
down.
For seventh grade, I was four string quarterback. You know?
Yes.
Best arm of the team.
Best arm at that.
Best arm on the team.
Finally got a play called for you, and then you got blown up.
I was going against the first team defense, fourth team offense. Yeah. No chance.
You got blown up.
I got blown to pieces. I got concussed in the play.
There's a lot of evidence. Yeah, there's a lot.
You went right to the driving range after that, didn't you?
I'm
good.
It's not for me.
It's not for me.
You still got those clubs, too.
Same gloves.
Same gloves back then.
They still work, you know?
He makes a fortune here, and he won't buy new clubs.
Yeah, it's unreal. Did you get him regripped already? Are they ready to go for this next year?
That's a great question. No, because I have been putting it off for months for absolutely no reason at all.
Come on.
I went to the simulator the other day, which, you know, you're a big fan of the golf simulator. Bill.
Yes.
We discussed about this on the weekend. Bill would love to go to the golf simulator.
Take Raf, too.
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
I noticed that my clubs are falling apart. The grips. I got to get them regripped because this weekend, 50-degree weather. You could be on the actual golf course.
Yeah, it's coming, Raf. 40s this weekend and possibly 50 on Monday.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's the weather report.
I need to get them regripped.
Hey, can we do Idle Chit Chat sponsor on the switchover?
crossover? The spillover?
Yeah, spillover. Yeah.
The switchover? Yeah. How long have you worked here?
Yeah.
I'd like to get a sponsor. Yeah,
just do Newton's. No, come on. No, we just did idle chit-chat.
Yeah. Sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Yeah. We're working on it. I got some things in place.
We just had idle chit-chat.
It's all idle chit-chat on the spillover. It's great.
I've got to get Newton's out to my place. Take a look at it. See what.
I'll give you the number for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his wife's from Beamer.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, he's
seen Street Legal.
Andrew owns Newton's
Beamer's at Beamer Ballroom. Plus, nice back then. There was no IDing going on. There was no the fact that when you got in the door, it was it was on.
Come on in.
Like that. The age range would be like 15 to 80. That'd be the age range. It was outstanding.
Andrew's wife is from Beamer.
Yes, who owns Newton's Lawn Care.
Okay. So, yeah. She's probably golfed Indian Trails.
Yeah, as everyone
probably
should.
Has. I want to know if she could text and see if she knows Tom Delmont, the name Tom Delmont. He was the mayor of Beamer. Okay. That's my uncle.
Like that. Seriously?
Yeah.
Your uncle's the mayor of Beamer?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah. Passed away like at age 89 or 90. The day he passed away, the night before, he was still in a bowling league. Came home, told his wife, very upset, he threw a gutter ball at age 89. Next day, I talked to his wife about who's 94. Guess where I saw her at? In Beamer last week.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. All gets back there. Yeah.
All right. That's it for us. The drive.
Raph, take over.
Is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.